go tomorrow night.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
This is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know, coming up in just a couple of weeks is Father's Day. Bring Dad down for a juicy steak at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're in the phone book.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Ted Bell with us. Your son just turned 7, right?
He did, Phil. Josh is 7 years old. If you could hold... I'm sorry, Phil. I'm on the air right now. Yeah. I'm sorry. Doing a little bit of business here. My son Josh just turned 7, and of course, as I was saying to you, I'm very excited about it. For a lot of reasons. I think fathers are shut out the raising of their kids, you know.
Why do you think that is? I mean, I've heard that said, and I agree with it to a point.
Well, I think there's two reasons. Fathers are traditionally busy. Mothers have increasingly taken over the raising of sons with the attitude, well, really, all a child needs is a mother. And, Phil, I am here to tell you that what a boy needs, well, I think what all children need, but especially boys, is father.
Now, he's 7.
Just turned 7, yeah.
And that's the age where they say, you know, when a kid is kind of coming out from under his mom's wing?
Well, all the books that I've read, they say that's the age where he sort of, is off of mommy's apron strings, and that the father should get more involved. And
how does your wife feel about it? I guess most moms and wives would enjoy seeing a father get involved.
Well, Marcy, I love my wife, and a better mother for my kids I couldn't find, but she tends to be a lot, like a lot of women, I think she's overly protective of the kid. I had Josh with me. This is interesting. We had last Saturday together. And I wanted to spend the day with Josh, and I just purchased this the new Mustang. It's the 4.6 liter engine, the V8. And I wanted to have some guy time with my son. And across Bedford, as we're driving from the house, across Bedford, coming out of a park, is a bunch of ducks. Okay. And these ducks are walking across the street. You can see the mother duck, these little ducklings. Walking across the street, and I said to Josh, now watch this, and watch the ducks scatter, because the ducks will fly like birds do. And I opened it up. I opened up the car wide open for about, I guess, about 100 feet toward the ducks. And what happened was, there could be poison in the pond over there. The ducks might be ill or something. Whatever it was, but they didn't move. They just sort of turned and looked at me, and I looked at them, and by now the car is right on him, and man, we ran right through him. And I looked in the rearview mirror, and there hadn't been 6 or 7 of them just smashed, flattened on the road. And, you know...
Did that scare you? It must have scared your son.
Well, wait, hold on, because this is something I'm a believer in. Every father needs to take back your son from the mother.
Wait a minute, you ran over these ducks, though.
Well, here's what happened. He started to cry. Now, the mothers today, they've been sort of inculcated with this post-70s feminism that's hostile to men as fathers. So this hostility toward men as fathers makes the young boy who needs to be with his father, it makes him suspicious of anything that a father does. So I'm looking at a boy, and I hope someday this child runs, I hope that Josh someday takes over the restaurant. And he's crying because he has spent too much time with his mothers. I turned the car around, and we had a whole day planned. We were going to Santa Monica Pier. I was going to show him the fishing boats. We were going to go have lunch. And I said, you know what? Your mother's ruined this day.
I want to get back to the fact, though, Ted, that you ran over these ducks, that they were coming across the street.
Whoa. The thing you need to understand, I'm the victim here, too, okay? I raced the car toward these ducks, and any reasonable person is going to expect them to fly away. Because that's what they do. And instead, because they were either sick or stupid or something, they sort of stand there and they invite death. And
did you feel bad for your son when he started to cry?
Well, what happened was I did what most of us do. I started laughing, okay? And I started laughing my tail off, and then I saw Josh start to cry, and I said to him, you know what, I thought you were a big boy. So I turned to Chris.
See, to me, I don't know if that's the way to deal with that.
Phil, let me tell you something. You've got stepkids. This is my own flesh and blood. You drive your car. I got a brand new Mustang. Josh was excited to be in it. He wanted to be in Daddy's new car. I said, take a look at this, Josh, as I saw these ducks. I did not intend to hurt the ducks, but because of some kind of pollution in the pond, they didn't fly.
And it was a mother duck and chicklings, or ducklings, don't they? Are they not?
No, they can fly as soon as they're out of the egg. They can fly. So they see, one of the things is the animal rights people want you to believe that every time a human kills an animal, it's cold-blooded murder. It's a revisiting of the Holocaust of Europe. And I am sick and tired of that. Now, I said to my son, watch this. I raced toward them. I did not want to hurt the ducks. They didn't fly away. I thought they were going to. I looked in the rearview mirror. There had to be about seven or eight of them that weren't moving anyway. And so I did what any reasonable person would do. I started to laugh. And there's my son, my flesh and blood, crying. And so,
well, there's a lot going on. You're talking about the animal rights people, and
well, they victimized fathers, Phil. These mothers and these animal rights people are victimizing us. And that's really what I want to say to your audience. As a successful businessman, I know you have me on once a week to talk about issues. As a man who runs my own restaurant, one of the most successful restaurants in America, look, I'm Ted Bell. I have a successful business, and I've got a son whose mother has turned him soft. And I said to my son, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to turn the car around, and we'll take you back to Nana. Is that what you want? And he's crying. I've got to spend more time with my son.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, with Ted Bell, talking about parenting and sons, fathers and sons. I believe, as you do, that a father should spend lots of time with his kids. They should not allow themselves to be cut out of the raising of their children if they're reasonable people. If they're insane, or there's a restraining order, they're not, you know, married, or they're divorced. You know, I'm talking about the fathers that live at home.
Well, yeah, no, there's a lot, you know, I agree with you. I totally agree with you in terms of there's a lot of these guys that have been divorced by their wives, and they use the kids as an excuse to get to the wife. They say they want to spend more time with the kid, but in point of fact, what they want to do is just stay in touch with the ex-wife. It's pretty sick. No, I'm talking about wanting my son to become... You know, I have a dream that my son, Josh, someday will be standing where I am, talking to the customers, serving the customers, running Ted's of Beverly Hills. I have a brand new Camaro that he wanted to be in the car. So that's another thing. That's not my fault. He asked to be in the car. See, I'm the victim here, too, and I tried to tell my wife that.
How did she respond when you got home?
Well, I told her. I said, this is what you've done. And I grabbed my golf bag, and I said, to heck with it. I threw it in the trunk of the car, and I took off. And I said...
So you did not spend time with your son?
No, because his mother has been... What happens is this. The kids become feminized to a point. I said, let's have some fun, and I did something that a guy does. I raced a Mustang at a bunch of ducks. I did not want to kill them. Everything that I've read, they should have flown away. I looked in the rearview mirror. I saw that there were about five or six of them not moving, and it was an immediate reaction that I had. I started to laugh hysterically, and I realized I probably
see. That's the thing, there, man. I mean, I don't know whether that's a common reaction, running over a bunch, especially little baby ducks.
Oh, come on, will you? They're supposed to fly. The point is that my son is crying. He does, you know. And
a little boy, can I say something? Little kids identify with animals.
Phil, you look at, you don't, do you have any kids of your own?
I've got stepkid.
Okay, so please, he's crying. You don't, this is the thing you're trying to get him not to do. You're trying to get him to take it as a man and see life in context. Did a human being die? No. Were there humans? No. It was a duck. For God's sake, the animal activists have turned us into guilt-ridden individuals that cannot walk out of our front door in the morning without having some sort of a nervous, spastic colon diarrhea over any ill thought that we may have toward an animal. Now, these are not...
Yeah, but as I said, little children identify...
Again, I have to ask you, do you have kids of your own?
I don't think... I've got stepkids.
Well, you don't... You've got to be a father to understand this is not rational. I did what any rational man would do. I saw some ducks walking across the street. I had my car. I aimed for them, thinking they would fly away. They looked up at me about as stupid as the day is long, and before I could break...
Well, I was going to ask you, why didn't you break?
I got a brand spanking. Why didn't I break? I mean, I got a 2005 Mustang. Okay, I got the thing opened up. I'm not about to put. I'm not about to lock the brakes up and send me and my son through a windshield for a duck. So I had no choice. The last thing I saw was a duck looking at me with about the dumbest look on its face you ever saw in your life. And I felt the car sort of pass over them, and I began, you know, I looked at Josh, and I start laughing. I said, hey, you know, and he's crying. I look at the rearview mirror. So,
all right, hold on. It's a father's dilemma about too much time with mom. He finally had some time with his son, his 7-year-old son, Josh. And they were going to have a whole day together. Ted was, I guess they were driving off to Santa Monica. They're going down the street. They saw some ducks going across the road. So Ted aimed for them, trying to scatter them with his car, and apparently ran them over. His son started to cry. And Ted just believes that this is an example of these kids being feminized before they can get, you know, with their fathers. 1-800-449-8686. The number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Ted's
of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Ted's of Beverly Hills featuring prime rib all day, slow roasted, slow smoked for Father's Day. We will smoke it from sunup to sundown. The best tasting prime rib you ever had. Don't believe me? Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills for Father's Day.
You want to put our meat in your...
And you're talking also, Ted, about your 7-year-old son, who you feel has been under the wing of his mama a little too much. But that's where little boys are, right?
Well, absolutely. And I'm not complaining that my wife has spent time with the children. What I am complaining about is I don't think that mothers necessarily prepare a little boy to become a young man. I'm having an afternoon with my son that was interrupted because his mother has... what I think feminized him. And
now, what you call feminizing, is that expressing emotion?
No, it's not expressing emotion. I think emotion is healthy. It's expressing the wrong emotion.
What was the right emotion for him to express when he saw those ducks get run over?
I think the right emotion would have been the instinct that I had, which is to laugh and then look in the rearview mirror and say, you know, these ducks are idiots. That they won't fly out of the way. And one of the things you have to understand is we live in the city, and the pool over here at Bedford Park, the pond, I should say, where a lot of these ducks come from, they've suspected it's being polluted for a long time. And I think that whatever is in that pond has infected the ducks to the point where they got infected, like they're stupid now. Whatever infected them has made them dumb or not responding.
So that they should have flown away as you raced toward them in the Mustang.
Yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rick, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Me?
Yes, sir.
I just had a couple quick comments about this imbecile. I'm just curious where he draws the line.
I'm an imbecile?
Duck? Yeah. If you draw the line, a duck.
You would call me a name, sir. I would call you a name. You're an imbecile.
What if there's a bunch of dogs in the street? Are you going to run over the dogs? I mean, where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line at ducks? I am a father, by the way. I'm a father. I have two young boys.
Well, I think you're a bad father. There, I just called you a name.
What? Because I don't run over ducks?
No, because you like to call names. So I call you. You're a lousy father.
No, I just think the animal rights thing goes to a point where it's not okay to. They don't feel it's okay to operate on an animal. I disagree. I think it's helping
animal rights activists. We can't even have a couple of laughs anymore.
No. How is that a laugh? How is running over a duck a laugh? Look, I think you have to draw a line somewhere. You're going to step on an insect. Okay, maybe that's not such a big deal. What are you going to step on? Are you going to step on a rabbit? Are you going to step on a cat? Are you going to run over a dog? Are you going to run over a person?
I mean,
because it doesn't mean anything. You said the duck didn't mean anything. So does a homeless person, does that mean nothing? Would you run over a homeless person?
Are you actually comparing a human being with a duck? I just want to be clear. Well, that's what you're doing because you're telling me.
I'm comparing it to a dog, and you haven't answered my question about the dog. Would you run over a bunch of dogs?
No, I would not.
Why?
You want to know why? Because they can't fly. Oh, man, this guy's...
But they can run, you jackass.
Well, wait a minute.
No, the reason why I aimed at...
They fly either.
The car, I aimed it at the ducks because they fly. Haven't you ever driven your car through a flock of birds and they fly away? Of course.
Not on purpose. Not on purpose. Maybe I've driven through a puddle of water.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that
I was 14 years old?
You stopped for a flock of birds? You're going to kill somebody behind you.
I didn't say, no. I said I didn't aim for them. You said you specifically aimed for them. Let me ask you a question. Rick, hold on. I'm going to ask a question, man.
You knew
either I'm going to run these ducks over and kill them or they're going to fly away.
All right, Rick, let me ask you a question. Ted, you said the ducks were going across the street?
They were waddling across the street, as ducks do. I don't know.
All right, so when you say you aimed at them...
Well, they were in the middle of the street.
Did you have to veer your car?
No. I drove right toward them because they were in the street.
But you were speeding toward them?
Yes.
I work in here. I don't have my... You know, that's my hope. I'm trying to...
Well, who are you talking... Wait, are you one of my waiters? I want to know. Are you one of my waiters?
If you're aiming for them, you run the most successful restaurant. Rick, I want to know, are you working the prime rib room tonight?
You're calling on your break time, or what is going on here?
No. I work at a Happy Finish massage parlor right now, and that's what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right, so anyway.
Tell me exactly, where do you draw the line?
Well, you know what? If you want fathering lessons, I'll give you my private line. You can call me, and I'll tell you how to raise kids.
You'll tell
but
me how
I
to
just,
raise...
I will tell you this much, Rick. This is something you need to know. Dogs don't fly. Dogs don't fly.
What is this with dogs don't fly?
They have four legs.
The guy's trying to tell me what I aim for a dog. No, because a dog can't fly out of the way.
But it can run out of the way. How do you know the ducks can fly?
Oh.
How do you know the ducks can fly?
Let me see. You know, that's a good question. Wings?
They didn't.
No, you're right. They didn't, and I think it's because the pond they live in is polluted, and it made them. They're dumb.
You know what? And you live near the pond, right?
What? You live near the pond?
What are you going to do? You're going to make me say that I got mercury poisoning too?
Obviously, you're the one that's polluted. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the obvious
thing.
Well,
you better get back to your job.
Anybody who would take their kid in their car and aim for a bunch of ducks.
You know what? You better get back to your job blowing up those dolls for those guys that need to be sized.
I guarantee you can ask every father that you know to a man. And not 10% of them will say that it's funny and they think it's a great idea to take their young son out on a bonding experience to run over a bunch of ducks.
Where do you score your Benzedrine, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Where do you score your speed? Because you're like this.
Okay, what, are we going to be children now?
Well, this guy's going up a mile a minute.
Well, I'm trying to get my point across.
He's trying to make a point.
You're the one that's interrupting.
Right, you're interrupting him.
Look it. Dogs can't fly. Ducks have wings. There, have I helped you out?
The gentleman made a very good point. Would you aim at a dog?
No, I would not.
Why not? Dogs don't fly.
God!
What does that matter?
It means because I thought the ducks would fly out of the way.
Did you think for a second that you were going to run them over?
No, because they fly.
Then why was it funny when you did?
Huh?
Wouldn't it be a bad thing? Didn't you think to yourself, if I don't run them over, God, this will be terrible. I'm going to kill five ducks.
I'd like to speak to the host at this time. Is the host there?
Yes.
How long do I got to talk to this?
It hurts.
This is one of my callers.
I'm bringing great points to you. You have no idea. I mean,
wait a minute, sir. No, you haven't made one point. You tell me you're working in a massage parlor blowing up those dolls.
It would have made more sense.
That's all I need to know.
It would have made more sense to me if you had gotten out of your car and picked them up and served them at your restaurant, because at least it would have had a purpose instead of turning around and laughing at them.
Rick, thank you for your call. You made some very good points.
He made some good points, Phil. But
what we're missing here is, I think, what's called cruelty to animals.
No, hold on a minute. I am not. You don't understand that I was not trying to hurt those ducks. They were going across the street. Josh was in the car with me. I said, "Watch, Josh. Daddy's going to make the ducks scatter and fly away." And I opened up. I floored it basically for about 100 yards. There was nobody in the street.
You were on a private street.
Yes, I was. Now, what are you going to tell me? I shouldn't have been speeding on a private street?
Well, you shouldn't be.
Well, there was nobody out on the street, Phil. The point is, I floored it. Went toward the ducks. They did not do what I thought they would do, which is fly away. All right.
You thought ducklings would fly?
Yes. I ran over probably 6 or 7 of them. We got duck on the menu tonight?
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Pretty funny.
Steakhouse.
You're on the air. You're on right now, Ted.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills for Father's Day. We've got prime rib, slow roasted, slow smoked for your pleasure.
Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. talking about parenting, when fathers take over the parenting of their children, and fathers never take over the parenting of the son. It's always a co-parenting situation.
But I think that fathers need to become the primary influence in a boy's life, especially, around 7 or 8. And I can see I got a lot of work to do with my son. But
yeah, well, I mean, I don't know that anybody's going to convince you that aiming for that bunch of ducks that was going across the street.
Bill, I thought they were going to fly away. I don't know how many times I need to say this to you. And I know you get it, but a lot of the people I'm talking to tonight at your show. Wow. You know, and that one guy, what made you think they'll fly? I don't know. Something about the wings? Good sweet Christ. Phil, I'm a Christian. I don't think that's why Jesus got himself riveted, so that people would call a talk show and ask questions about why birds fly. Well, they got wings.
I don't know what that's got to do with your Christianity.
Well, the point is, I think that it's you know, people don't get that, you know, a father needs to take over his, and my son starts bawling. It was funny.
Not dead ducks are not funny to kids.
They're not funny to kids because their mothers have turned them into what they've turned them into, which I don't even want to think about.
1-800-449-8686. Natasha, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Natasha?
Okay.
Go ahead, hon. You're on the air.
I think that the other caller has a serious problem with the boy's mother.
Well, you know, we've often argued about Josh. My wife, Marcy, you know how mothers are. They want the boy to... Well, in our country, we...
No, don't say in our country. I'm here already 12 years, and I'm married to an American. And he has his children from another marriage, so I know.
Are you the stepmother to the kids?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, then you realize that here in America, we are constantly trying to battle the forces of gay society. And our sons are...
Well, wait a second.
Well, no, I just want my son to be able to... occasionally see a duck get run over by a truck and not burst into tears as if he just saw someone hanged. You know, like, well, I don't know. Where are you from, ma'am?
I'm from Vienna, but I live in...
Oh, Austria? Okay, so
Vienna,
you've
Austria.
Seen people, you know, executed in a square or something. Like, didn't they do that?
What do you mean executed in a square?
Where she's from. Haven't you seen people executed in the village square?
When was that, please? In the Second World War?
Okay, I don't know. I'm just...
Yeah,
where you're from,
you're
don't they have...
You're not really up on the history.
Well, ma'am, where you're from, do you
That's
not have
Europe,
a village square?
Europe, Austria.
Yes, I
not
know,
South
Europe.
South America. Or
okay,
so.
Do you have a village square?
We have many village squares.
All right, there. Do they have gallows there?
Yes, they had in the 1800s.
Okay, so they would hang people when you were a little girl, right?
Yes, they...
In the 1800s...
I don't think so. That was a long time ago, maybe in another life.
So, Natasha, your point is that the little boy reacted appropriately by crying when he saw the ducks get killed.
I think that's what little children do. That has nothing to do with their mothers.
Can I ask you a question, Natasha? I'm interested. Where did your husband order you from?
What does that mean? Where did he order her from?
I'm assuming. Is she not a mail order bride? Are you, ma'am?
No, you don't order brides from Europe, okay?
You don't. Well, you ought to read some of the magazines I read, because...
All right, I don't... This has got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Obviously, he has a hatred against women.
No, I don't hate... Oh, my God, no,
that's
I don't hate... Are you kidding?
Are you teaching your little kid
I'm teaching
such a chauvinist pig, what you are?
Here's what I'm trying to teach my son. Number one,
that's
appreciation...
That's what you do. The poor kid.
Ma'am,
he's better off as the mother.
He bit off his mother?
It's better off. The kid is
no,
better
no.
off with
when
his
he's
mother,
7
maybe.
Years of age, the father... Now, here's what I'm trying to teach my son. An appreciation for a good, fast, hot car. An appreciation to be able to laugh in the face of death. An appreciation to butch up a little bit, tough up, and not cry. Otherwise...
Well, maybe you could do that a little bit differently. Take it out hunting,
good,
you
that's
know?
That's a good point. Yeah, take him out hunting.
Oh, and purposely murder an animal. Are you people... You know, I got to ask myself... Where'd you get the lunatics on your show tonight, Phil? Because
what lunatics? You take the little boy hunting.
That's not... I didn't try to kill the ducks. You see? This lady now wants me to go out with my son and murder a duck.
Maybe the duck had a broken wing, you know?
That's a good point, too.
Well, that's what I said. I thought they were sick. But let me tell you something. In America, what we do with our boys is we try to get them so that they can... occasionally have a couple of laughs, even if there's pain involved. That's how they win on the football field. That's how they win in life. And when I ran those ducks over, sure, I knew it was going to hurt him, but I laughed to try to get him to see the humor in it. I said, look, Josh, look, they're all smashed. I said, I had to go back with a shovel and
you
serve
know,
them up
I can't
the...
really believe that you're realizing you're ordered somehow from the radio station and purposely
I was ordered
saying
by the
crazy
radio...
stuff because
no,
that's
I think
normal.
Your husband ordered me from Vienna like he ordered you. Is that what you're trying to say?
All right, look, Ted, the point is your son was traumatized.
Yeah, and I took him back to his meh-meh because that's what he wanted. And I can tell you, Natasha, please don't do that to your kids. Please. God.
What shouldn't I do to my kids, please?
All right. Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay.
I don't speak Russian, so...
She's from Vienna.
Ain't that Russia?
No, it ain't.
Well, then the reading I've been doing is all wrong.
Yes.
Look, have you ever seen the cartoons where the guy gets an anvil dropped on him and he's as flat as a pancake?
Yeah.
As God is my witness, that's the way one of these ducks looked.
Well, how do you know, man?
Because I got out and looked at it. I put the car in reverse, and I wanted Josh to understand, but no, what did he want to do? He wanted to go home to his mama. No. No son of mine.
Here is Dave. Dave,
you're going to fly.
Dave?
What?
Dave?
Hello?
You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, is this guy actually, how big were these ducks?
Is he talking to me?
Yeah.
They're ducks.
No, how big were they?
I don't know.
Could
they're
you
ducks.
See them
what
clearly?
Do you mean how big? I don't know how big. They were ducks. How
what
big
do you
is
mean
a
you
duck?
Don't know how big?
How big
I
is
mean,
a duck?
You know, you were driving the car.
How big is a duck?
Ducks crossing the road.
Have you ever seen a
yellow?
Duck?
Were they? Did they have feathers? I mean, could you see them clearly?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Are you listening to anybody?
Am I okay. listening to anybody?
Yeah, because you're just kind of going on here. Now, what was your question, Ted?
First, the guy asked me how big they were. Then he wants to know what color they were. What's your question?
My question is, could you tell how big the ducks were?
Have you ever seen a duck? That's
yeah,
how big they were. Okay, that's how big
Oregon,
they were.
Man. We got so many ducks.
Yeah, okay. I bet you've never run one over either. That's how big they are.
Actually, I never have ran one over.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that.
Well, why would you call him a liar?
If he lives in Oregon, he must have killed a duck.
No, I haven't even ran a deer over yet. I'll tell you what. You know how
well, you just moved up
slow
there?
Down? It's called take your foot off the accelerator.
Apparently, the guy hasn't been listening to your show, Phil, so let me recap it for him. I tried to drive through these ducks thinking they would fly. Okay, Dave? But that's what happens when you move to Oregon. Your IQ immediately kind of goes down a little bit, kind of the temperature of cold rain.
Really?
Your brain sort of begins to, gets too much. You get waterlogged.
So that's
all
the
right.
problem. I was wondering what was going on.
You're wondering why you were so stupid.
I came from Washington, you know,
yeah.
and I kind of wondered what was going on here.
Yeah.
So
if
that rain that's doing it to me?
If you came from Washington, then you just got smarter.
The Washingtonians are dumber than the Oregonians?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Washington is as stupid as they get. So congratulations. The further south they get, the smarter you get.
So
when you get down here...
Okay, is this insult time?
Well, that's all this guy's got.
Well,
he doesn't have any argument.
The thing
he wants to know, how tall were the ducks? What color were they?
Well,
he lives in Oregon. He doesn't know what a duck looks like.
The point that we're trying to make here with you, Ted, is... Well, I don't know what this guy's point is. The point that I'm trying to make with you is that these ducks were obviously not able to fly. They were ducklings. Ducklings don't fly.
Well, I know that now.
Yeah, and if you think...
Is this guy still on the phone?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm still here. And if you think... Feel free to contribute.
Feel free to contribute something, Dave, anytime now.
Was your son 7?
Yeah, that's what I also said.
Okay.
Selective listener.
Hey, and...
Thanks a lot, Dave, because he's boring me, too.
Yeah, you know, I was...
And so are you. Get out of here.
Well, wait a minute. You're not blowing me off. I'm the sponsor.
Yeah, you're the sponsor of nothing.
Really? I like that. That's a nice title.
Steakhouse. Come on.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ted Bell, the sponsor of nothing. Basically, Phil Hendry's show is a big zero.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You can't take it back now. I sponsor the nothing show. Bastard.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Wait a minute. We're done with the Ted Bell, but...
Hey, let's just say something.
We're done with it.
I got something I want to say.
Of Beverly Hills, Steakhouse.
Hey, all you people from Washington, when you go to Oregon, you've just gotten smarter by 20 IQ points. So if you want to get smart, I messed it up.
Yeah, you sure did.
Let me do it again.
No, you're not doing anything again. Take it off, bud.
He's a sponsor. Don't do what he tells me.
You do what I tell you to do. You don't do what he tells you to do.
Play it again, bud.
Wait a second.
Am
I have to kill your mic, Phil.
I told
you. Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, all you people from Washington, when you go to Oregon, you get smarter by 20 IQ points. So save yourself, save your family, save your career. Go to Oregon. You idiot.
We want to put our meat in your...
All right, now I'm going to turn your mic back on, Phil.
You've been doing it. I've been trying... Don't ever turn my mic off, man, because that's going to get me... That'll tighten my jaws quicker than anything. Did Ted get out what he wanted to say?
Yeah.
Go south to Oregon. You get smarter by 20... Okay. 1-800-449-8686. So there's Ted and the story of the ducks. They can't fly, Ted. Ducklings can't fly. And neither can turkeys, now that I remember that old WKRP episode. You remember that one, man, where they dropped the turkeys as a Christmas promotion, as a Thanksgiving Day promotion? Gordon, whatever the hell his name was, the general manager of the station, was going to drop turkeys out of a helicopter. And what happened was the turkeys just hit the pavement. And the thing he says to the program director is, I swear to God, I thought turkeys could fly. That was their big WKRP Thanksgiving promotion. All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Our website at www.philhenryshow.com. Got some new stuff posted up there for you. By the way, there's a picture of me and Frank Bennett in December of 1978 broadcasting from Disneyland. And then right below that is Frank today as Fran Bennett. Frank, underwent sex reassignment surgery, I believe is what it's called. And Frank is now, he used to be Uncle Frank, and now he's Aunt Fran. And I wonder if anybody's hired you yet there, Fran. Poor guy. This cat had a very interesting thing, because he was on the air, I think, in San Jose, and as Uncle Frank doing middays. And then he had the sex change, and then suddenly it was like they didn't dig him anymore. They didn't want him on the air. What the hell? Why not? Which is a freaking, you know. Why? Because it's like too weird? It's rock and roll. What's too weird for that? Were you getting complaints? You can see pictures of Frank and I before and after. I mean, Frank before and after. I do look different, but I'm still the same gender. And then we also have Bud's Babe of the Week. Who is it this week, Bud?
Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
Good luck with that, man.
What are you talking about? She's hot.
Yeah, you're right. She's hot. She is. I mean, she is.
Oh, you're in trouble.
And our souvenir shop with the Ted's of Beverly Hills Miami Beach shirt, which I didn't allow Ted to plug on the air because I hated everything he was saying tonight, and I don't want to even promote his stinking business, but his shirt is bitchin'. The new Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, Miami Beach edition, available now on our website. Okay, I will say it on the air.
Yeah, we're waiting.
I'm not a big fan of Dr. Laura's.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
No, wait, hold on a minute. I ain't talking about her. I'm just saying I ain't a big fan because some of the stuff she says I disagree with. Ain't I allowed to say that?
No.
Why not?
On account of you work for the same company.
I'm not saying anything specific. Just certain positions that she takes, I don't like. Certain people that she endorses, I don't like.
You're in so much trouble now, they'll never be able to find you.
You know what the problem with you is, Dickman? You're just a moral coward. You know that?
What's that mean?
It means that you don't stand up for yourself. You believe in something. I'm not saying I dislike her as a person. I'm not saying I'm not a huge fan of her philosophy. That's all. What's wrong with that? Jesus. What is this, Nazi Germany? I'm not allowed to say anything?
You can't say anything, because then you'll be fired.
Well, if I get fired for saying something like that, then I guess I ought to be fired.